Doing an early edition of Feature Film Friday. You know, get you a jump start on the weekend. Lots of these movies will have, you know, like a 10 p.m. premiere or a midnight premiere. The big movie of this weekend is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And no, we're not in the 80s.
No.
No, we're not.
And I think there will be a lot of fans from the 80s and then new fans. Like my daughter wants to see it. She's five.
Nice.
On the phone with us, professor of cinema studies at the NC School of the Arts, Dale M. Pollock. You can check him out online, DaleMPollock.com. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, good morning. Big, humongous movie. Well, that's what we're being told,
you
anyway.
Know, you mentioned, are we back in the 80s? And that's a valid question this weekend, because both movies evoke the past. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were a big deal when they first started in the early 1980s. They came back again in the 90s. And now they're back yet again. You know, there was one of these movies just 2 years ago. So it's not like they are constantly being reinvented. And yet, clearly, as Jared just demonstrated, there's a new generation coming along who wants to see guys in turtle outfits.
Who knew?
I mean, seriously, my daughter is, well, she'll be six soon, but she's five and a half. And she said, Dad, you know, or Daddy, you know that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles opens on August 8th. And I'm like,
thank you.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
It's in my calendar.
My son landed.
Thank you for the value of TV advertising.
Yeah. No kidding.
I know, right?
Loves them. He jumps up and down all over the house pretending he's one of them.
Does he sing the song? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Katie, I'm impressed.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, we know it. We go way back.
I know it.
Yep.
So what do you think about the movie?
You know, this film is actually more adult-oriented. It's a little darker in the storyline. The rating is PG-13. There's no real violence, but there's a lot more action than there used to be in the Turtle movies. And, you know, it's a pretty typical plot. I find it ironic that Megan Fox complained so much about being in the Transformers movies to the point where Michael Bay fired her. And now where does she end up? In the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to be in such frivolous movies like Transformers.
And
now
then,
she's
right. Now look at
serious cinema like this.
She got serious when that Transformers money ran out.
Yeah,
she's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Right.
I'll do whatever.
Yeah, so not a big career move for her. I mean, you know, what you see is what you're going to get. There's no real surprises in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
TMNT. Uh-huh. All right, and then another movie, like you said, is kind of based on the past, I'm believing, is Into the Storm?
Yeah, I mean, Twister was a huge success when it came out in 1996. And this movie is basically nothing more than a rehash of that using the latest gimmick, which is found footage. So once again, we have a teenager supposedly filming all this, and not only the hurricanes, the tornadoes that descend on this town, but also, of course, the storm trackers and the thrill seekers. I will say this is the first movie that I remember coming out this year where I don't recognize the name of a single actor in it.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was like, I don't know.
It doesn't sound familiar.
I never heard of any of these guys or women or anybody. So talk about your no-name cast. All the money in this movie is in the effects. So if you're into seeing tornadoes demolish things, go see this movie. But if you're looking for any drama, caring about characters, any character change or progression, you're out of luck.
And there are a lot of people who are into watching tornadoes made out of sharks. So who knows?
Yeah.
It might do well.
Yeah. That's right, Katie. It's a good point.
It's
a very good point.
Yeah.
And the final movie is Boyhood.
Well, if there's a movie I'm excited about, and to me this is one of the big events of the summer, is this movie coming out. From Richard Linklater, the director of the Before Midnight, Before Sunset, Before Sunrise series, along with Slacker and a lot of other really great movies. This film is unique. He filmed it over 12 years. And it is literally the boyhood of Eller Coltrane, the young boy he cast when he was 5 years old. The last filming was done when he was 18 years old. So it is literally 12 years of this young boy's life.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I saw some pictures, the way that they chronicled it, and it looked interesting to me.
That's a lot.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
A lot of dedication.
Nobody's ever done this before. And he was able to get the actors, Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette, who play the parents, to come back every year.
Yeah.
So they would film 3 or 4 weeks every summer for 12 years.
That's incredible.
Never missed one. And so literally, we see this boy grow up in the course of this movie.
Cool.
All right, super so cool. If you had to pick one movie, I'm guessing you're going with Boyhood.
Absolutely. There's no other film I know that's like this, and it's supposed to really work on an emotional and a dramatic level.
All right, Dale, we hope you have a good early start to your weekend. We appreciate
Thank
it as
you,
always.
Dale
M. Pollock, Professor of Cinema Studies at the NC School of the Arts, all brought to you by Edward McKay's Used Books and More. You know, they feed your head and whatnot.
Yes, they do.